Do you think you need exercise? Do you think you should eat healthier? Is having a healthier lifestyle good for your faith?
It's just those chain reaction of things. And again, it doesn't start with self. It starts with something much greater than ourselves. And to me, that's God.
What are some ways fitness and faith shape our busy lives?
By what I call grace and grind. So God's grace, my grind kind of thing. But he laid opportunities out in front of me that I had no control over.
How does our walk with Christ and our fitness go hand in hand?
You're not your best self unless you have your best health.
As healthy humans, we should maintain a healthy and balanced lifestyle. Today, I plan to discover what are some ways that we can consistently adapt a healthier eating routine, workouts, and have quiet time in reading our Bibles and growing in our faith. So please, join us as we dive into this discussion of faith and fitness.
The Ear, Evangelical and Reformed Christian Podcast. Welcome to The Ear, the Evangelical and Reformed, a Christian podcast that urges you to think deeper and draws you closer to God through faith. Through powerful sermons, teaching segments, and discussions, The Ear hopes to give you a different perspective on secular topics from a Christian worldview. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Please welcome your host, Brandon Queen.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ear. My name is Brandon Queen, and it is a joy and a privilege to come out of hiding, if you will, come off of my hiatus. I'm back in the saddle with more quality content on The Ear. It is my goal to continue to bring you Christian and biblical commentary on topics the secular realm often get wrong. Here on The Ear, we hope to give you a connection of faith and fitness. During today's episode, we will show you, or at least talk about, how faith and fitness can work for you. We have the privilege, the esteemed privilege, of having the owner of the Lifted Nutrition and Fitness Gym join us for this discussion. Please help me welcome Mr. Ryan Ogeron II. All right, Ryan, tell us about yourself.
Well, that was a great intro, Brandon. Thank you. So my name is Ryan Ogeron. I am a registered dietitian and a exercise coach. As Brandon mentioned, I own Lifted Nutrition and Fitness in Thibodaux, kind of like my life mission place. You know, if I had to summarize my purpose, it would exactly be what Lifted represents, and I'm sure we're going to get to that a little later. But I'm also a husband and a father of a year now, so that's one of my favorite roles in life currently. So I look forward to talking.
Awesome. So just to give y'all some background history, Ryan and I went to school together. I am his elder, but we did go to school together, and you know, he was much skinnier back then. By
skinnier.
The way,
okay.
Yeah, you were.
So I built up since then.
You did.
I'm proud of that.
Yeah. All right. So I want to ask you to start this off. What is fitness?
Wow. So I guess it depends on what realm of fitness you're talking about, right? So I know we're gonna draw some similarities between faith and fitness today. I think fitness can be on the spiritual side just as easy as it can be on the physical side. So I guess it depends on what realm we're talking about. But overall, I would say being fit is being able to adapt and handle in whichever realm you're talking about.
Okay, now you got me thinking. I mean, obviously we have our weight class or people that lift weights.
So I guess cardiovascular fitness.
Yeah, like I do that. I'm a cyclist, so yeah. I enjoy that more than lifting weights.
Yeah.
You got your runners and all those other cool people. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Well, I guess overall, what is fitness?
Well, overall fitness, like I said, to me, that would be the overall ability to adapt and thrive in whichever realm you're speaking of. So let's just say the physical side, right? So if I'm a bodybuilder, my muscles and my body are able to adapt to resistance. If I'm cardiovascular fit, my body is able to adapt and thrive in a zone where oxygen is depleted, my lungs have to work harder, my heart has to pump harder. Spiritual fitness, the ability to adapt and thrive when the enemy's at your neck, right? So all these different realms of fitness, but overall, the same principle would apply to all areas of fitness.
That makes a lot of sense. I'm glad you brought up the whole spiritual fitness part. So what is faith to you? Your definition of faith, not the textbook.
Yeah. So obviously I have a science background. You know, what I study is science-based. So, and I had this, actually I had this conversation with a friend not too long ago. I would say faith is trust without historical data. So you can say you trust someone, right? But that's based on history. That's based on, did they do me right before? Did they give me a reason not to trust them before, et cetera? Did my experiences maybe make me not want to trust? Whereas faith is, that sounds kind of cliche, but faith is kind of blind, right? So there's no historical data behind it. It's a strong belief in something. And to me, it's something greater than yourself. But there is no historical data to support that. You just don't know. There's nothing to support the faith like there is trust. Does that make sense?
It does. So so you're telling me that, you know, if I believe that I could be buff, you know, it could happen, you know, just have the faith that I could be buff?
Well, it's funny you draw that, because when you talk about fitness, when you start off a fitness journey, a physical fitness journey, you typically don't have historical data. Like, I know when I first lost all kind of weight, I wasn't skinny before that. So I never knew what that was like. So yeah, I would say it was faith that was based on, because I've seen other people do it, obviously, but for myself, I never saw it.
Okay. So you see where I'm going with this?
I don't, but let's keep going.
All right. So cool. So discuss your belief in God.
Okay. I don't even know how to discuss that. So, I mean, obviously I believe in God. I believe in a higher power. I believe in higher purpose. That's actually what lifted means, is living for something greater, higher purpose. I don't know. Lead me on that one to describe how or my belief in God. Like which?
So the angle I'm looking for.
Yeah, because there's a lot of angles I could take here.
Yeah. You can go the secular route. You can go, you know, a whole different, you know, route on this. But my take on it is, you know, my belief in God. Now, I'm a Calvinist believer. All right. So in a nutshell, I believe in what they call the five solas. Okay. One of those five solas is sola de gloria, which is, you know, to the glory of God. All right. So if God loved me enough to give me his son to die for me and to, you know, cover my sins through his blood and the shedding of his blood, then my belief in God's power in that message is, okay, if God's going to kill his own son and his blood's going to allow me to be saved from it, if you will, then everything that I do, as far as my beliefs go, is based around God. That's just a very short, you know, intro into my belief in God. I can really be nerdy and take you a whole different route, but we need to not do that this episode.
Gotcha. I still don't exactly know how, I guess, because I've never been asked that question. I mean, describe your belief in God. That's kind of, I don't know. It's just something that,
okay,
it's just rooted deeply into, I mean,
you know. Let me simplify it. When you do things, do you seek God's approval?
Do I seek or see?
Seek.
Do I seek God's approval? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So in other words, like, so I'm, you say describe my belief. So part of my belief, especially recently in my life, is the fact that I don't believe in coincidences. I really don't. I believe that things happen for a reason. I live by what I call grace and grind. So God's grace, my grind kind of thing. But he laid opportunities out in front of me that I had no control over. And I just used the opportunity to the fullest of its ability. You know, like, of course I dreamed of doing Lifted, but never did I thought at 28 years old I would have the opportunity to do it. And that's God's grace. Did I work at it? Yeah. Yeah, I did. But at the end of the day, without his grace, it wouldn't have happened. And I know that. I could, looking at that story, I mean, just.
So you basically answered my question. And my next thing is, I want to go back to the sola de gloria, to the glory of God alone.
Okay.
So the fact that you own this gym, this fitness and nutrition gym, because I do benefit from your gym. Do you see that as a way of glorifying God by serving people?
100%. Okay. I believe that's why I'm here. That's okay. Why I walk on this earth. Yeah.
Now, this is something unique. I want you to tell the listeners. This gym is not your full-time job.
No, it's not.
All right. So this is going to segue into the next section we got to get into. So what do you do full-time?
Full-time, I am a dietitian for the state of Louisiana. For a branch of the Department of Health, South Central Louisiana Human Services Authority. There's 4 or 5 clinics that I travel to, usually throughout the week. Obviously, COVID and Hurricane Ida changed my schedule a bit. But for the most part, I'm going to these different locations throughout the state. And I'm doing nutrition counseling, which is helping people with nutrition and their health, overall health, exercise as well, even. Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, so definitely your gym and what you do full-time actually coincide with each other.
Yes, they do. And actually, before I took that state job, Lifted Nutrition, there is no fitness yet, Lifted Nutrition was my private practice as a dietitian. So I started that, and then I got the state job, and I started practicing there, building their nutrition program, and then Lifted Nutrition and Fitness, which is the gym part added to the nutrition part, came, you know, 2 years ago almost.
Yeah.
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 So they all kind of molded into each other. Yeah.
I actually left Anytime Fitness to become a member here. So no hard feelings against Anytime. You know, it's a great gym.
No, that gym was the dime gym in this area for a long time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Now I want to get into mental health and fitness. And you know, you're a dietitian. You also assist people with training and bodybuilding or mainly just exercise. Mm-hmm. So kind of tell us how mental health and fitness can help or complement each other.
Okay, so we should probably divide into two things then. So mental health and nutrition.
Okay, well, let's divide into two things then. Let's talk about mental health.
So yeah, so there's mental health and nutrition, but there's also mental health and fitness.
Yes.
Yeah. Overall, let me just summarize maybe this way. Overall, I think we don't give mental health enough credit when it comes to nutrition and fitness. And part of my practice and the way I coach as a trainer, it caters to mental health as well. It's not just do this, don't do that, because you have to consider mental health. You have to consider your behaviors. You have to consider your emotions. You even have to consider your environment, especially when you're talking about food, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's where a lot of dietitians fall short is they don't consider those things whenever they're trying to change someone's diet. They just say, eat this, not that. And I learned very quickly in practice that if you don't look at someone's behaviors, emotions, like a lot of people emotional eat, right? If you don't get to the root of that, how do you make them change? They're always going to go to the snack cakes when they're depressed or have a down day. Doesn't matter what plan you get them, right? So unless you work on that route, and that's why what we do is called nutrition counseling. People think we just hand out meal plans all day. It's not what we do. You know, it's nutrition counseling means you're digging deep. You know, you're literally counseling on a health level, and you're helping someone change, and change is hard, and it requires getting to the roots. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah, and so same thing with exercise. You know, same concept there applies. It carries over to exercise as well. You know, you have to consider those factors.
Okay. Now, obviously, I want to bring it back to the faith side.
Yep.
So when you look at that mental health and faith, or mental health and fit, or I'm sorry, mental health and faith and fitness and faith, how would you divide those, but also keep them together?
How would I divide mental health and faith? I don't know if you can divide it all. I don't think you can divide fitness and mental health either, or health and mental health. Physical health and mental health.
You can if you're dead, but you're right.
But the way I approach things is so holistic and synergistic, I don't think I could effectively separate any of them. And that includes faith. I think they all have to be considered together.
All right. So what about you know, we're talking about mental health, we're talking about fitness, we're talking about, you know, exercising in general, we're talking about our faith in God. I want to take all of those things, mental health, the fitness, the faith, and talk about a balanced lifestyle. Okay. Also nutrition, throw nutrition in there too. What would you, and this is not the perfect world scenario, But what would Ryan Orgeron see as a balanced lifestyle?
A balanced lifestyle with all those things? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I would consider balanced. And look, I'm not good at balance. You know, there's times where I work too much, you know, and I should be devoting my time to other things like family time. And we had just talked about a while ago, creative time, you know, being able to produce stuff and for the benefit of others. I don't know if there is a clear-cut balance of it all. I think the way that we find balance is going to be different for each individual, but I think we're foolish if we think we can go long-term without one of the parts. You know,
I agree.
I think it's similar to expecting a car to go pretty far without two of its wheels. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good analogy. So when I look at a balanced life, of course, for me, the top of that list is my faith in God. Okay, my belief in God.
So you were talking prioritize-wise.
Yeah, you know. Okay. So when you're looking at that priority, if you will, you know, God is first. Okay, because if you look at it, He's the reason we can do A, B, C, D, and so on.
I would agree with that.
You know, and I'm no expert on mental health. So whoever's listening to this, please don't take this as I'm either bashing mental health professionals or mental health in general. But your mental health. And I'm not going to say it could be cured by everything, you know, God-wise, which I believe it can. But when you're looking at mental health and you got God as the forefront, a lot of your mental issues can be solved or balanced, if you will. That doesn't mean I'm saying you shouldn't take medication if you need to, or you shouldn't, you know, seek professional help. You know, again, yeah. God puts us in places to do these things. So, you know, like you're in fitness and nutrition. You know, I have a friend that works in the same place that you do, that does the mental health side.
Yeah.
You know, and actually she and everybody there is phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
No, we have a great team over there. Yeah. I mean, the counselors and the social workers and even the psychiatrists there, they're great people to work with.
Yeah, I've seen them and at
it's,
work.
Yeah, it's a team that's kind of, it's unmatched. It's like the perfect scenario where someone can go see a counselor. You know, and they can also get their diet taken care of. They can get their medicines prescribed. They can. It's really the full circle of health is what they offer there. And it's pretty impactful. And I'm happy to be a part of it.
I'm a cop, so I work the detail there every now and again.
That's right.
You know, before I became a detective and got stuck behind a desk.
I do remember those days. Yeah.
And I got to witness a meltdown and then watch the counselors and the psychiatrists talk this person, you know, back to reality, if you will. And it's like, okay, how do you come to one place? And this is how I saw it. How do you come to one place and literally see God at work in every single aspect? Okay, like you walk in and it's like, okay, you need 15 people to handle this one situation. But when you walk into your office and you see this person having a meltdown and you see all these 15 people doing their thing, that's God. You know, like he's balanced, if you will, and he calls the right person in to do the right thing at the right time.
Yeah.
You know, so I kind of see, you know, that balance, you know, we get our balance from God down. Okay. And then he gives us the brain and the mindset to put those priorities into perspective and how we're going to do each of them or how each of them is going to work for us. Because I can tell you right now, I'm a workhorse. I like working. It's what I know.
Yeah.
Okay. And I work a pretty gruesome job, you know, as a juvenile detective. So I get cases all over from all different walks of life.
I do want to say, like, I do think a relationship with God, what it really puts into perspective, is it allows you to understand that it doesn't start with self.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with greater than self.
Yes.
So that trickles down, kind of like you said, right? So I know that, look, I'm confident in my abilities as a dietitian and whatever else I do, right? But I know that when I'm on that team of people, I'm better. Not because of what I'm producing personally,
right,
but because as a unit, what we produce. So like when you say your experience at the clinic and whatnot, that's exactly what it is. It's God at work. You know, and I think that's why we need each other. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't a one-man show.
Right. You know, and the whole title of this episode is Faith and Fitness.
Yeah.
You know, it could have been just God in your faith in conjunction with fitness, because God's hand is in everything. And without hand, you know, we're...
And even lift it. Like, I know a lot of people, my face is like synonymous with lifted at this point, and it's not me. Like, I don't want it to go off as this is just me. No, it's it started with God. It wouldn't be possible without, you know, Casey being here day to day. It wouldn't be possible without my wife, my dad, my family that helped out. It wouldn't be possible without Tom LaRousse, who opened LaRousse's 40 years ago, you know, because this is our location now. And I worked for him all throughout high school and college. So it's just those chain reaction of things. And again, it doesn't start with self. It starts with something much greater than ourselves. And to me, that's God.
Oh, yeah. And when he wants you in a certain place, you'll get bent, stretched, pushed back, pulled forward, jerked over here, jerked over there. So God gets the glory. Mm-hmm. Okay, because it's always his plan that will play out in your life, and you will be the vessel he uses to accomplish that plan. Okay, so now, and this is just a side note, God doesn't need us. We need him. Okay, God can do all of this without us. This gym can run without Ryan Ogeron or any human for that matter. Okay, but it's no doubt in my mind that Ryan Ogeron II, to be correct, is in this place at this time doing this thing for this very moment. Okay, you may carry on a 40-year career in nutrition and fitness, serving people, in the end, God being glorified. You know, because ultimately he will be glorified. You know, that is one person I know that is all about self and has every right to be about self. So, but moving on from the balance part now, I want to step back in and let's talk about eating.
Okay.
When I get stressed, I go to popcorn.
Okay.
All right. I don't do the cakes.
It's not a bad snack, actually.
Right. I don't do the cakes and the ice cream. I go to popcorn and I add butter to it.
Okay. Okay. I hope it's real butter, not that.
No, it is real butter.
Margarine, it's soy oil stuff.
It's melted, you know, butter that I pour on top, and I just go watch a movie.
Okay.
But I sometimes indulge in popcorn because I love popcorn. I'm glad that it's the snack that I choose to go to versus ice cream and, you know, little Big Debbie cakes or whatever you want to call them nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you say would be a balanced eating style or eating meal or habit?
So to address kind of part of what you said about the snacking, right? So a lot of people have their snacks, their kind of go-to snacks. And what I find is common with people that are trying to progress their nutrition in a way, whatever their goal may be, is to identify trigger foods. That's what I call them. It's a made-up name, but it resonates with the person I'm talking to. So trigger foods are foods that we can't control well, that control us. So for example, let's say at night you want a snack on a popcorn, you know, and you end up overindulging, like you said. So if you can't manipulate the serving size, or you can't have a mind shift or a disciplinary factor added to your life that's going to moderate that for you, then you have to adjust by how often you bring that food into your environment, because it is a trigger food. It's a food that you have trouble controlling. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yep. So I think what everybody, and this is, you know, across the board, I think we all have trigger foods, to be honest. The more I counsel, the more I see people have foods in their environment or in their diet that they abuse, and that the food abuses them. You know, for me, it's ice cream. You know, my wife and I, we try not to keep gallons of ice cream in the freezer all the time because...
Just call me. I'll
go get them. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, especially on like maybe I had a long day or stressful day or whatever, or something personal in my life's going on and I'm just not feeling good. I'll go home and that's like my crutch is the ice cream, and I'll overeat. I won't just fix a bowl. I'll fix three bowls. I'll keep going back. Right. So my master's in nutrition doesn't matter at that point as much as I would like it to, you know, that's just real. And,
what credentials?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I wipe my mouth with my master's degree. So the knowledge doesn't help me right there. You know, I know better, but I'm still gonna, if I don't identify the trigger food and I don't find a way to fix it, then I'm always going to overindulge like that. And if that happens too often, obviously weight gain, you know, health decline, that all can occur as a side effect.
Yeah, and I see that a lot, and I can speak on this being black. I see that a lot in the African-American population. You know, this is going to be a general statement, so don't murder me. Mm-hmm. But a lot of us don't take care of ourselves. You know, the chitlin, the tripe, the pig feet, you know, the boiled foods, with the extra seasoning, you know, all the fried foods. I have done a decent job at trying to cut out some of those fried foods, and I'll admit, I love fried chicken and fried fish.
Same.
Those are my two favorites. But watching my family and people around me die from high blood, or not die from high blood pressure, but have high blood pressure, develop diabetes, or what I call diabetes, you know, I don't want to be in that boat and die at like 58 or 60, you know, unless it's God's will, you know. But if he's given me the mindset to say, eat healthier, I'm going to try to do that. You know, I started cooking my own food more. Ida kind of got me out the groove, and I'm glad because I hate cooking. But it stops it from eating out and eating processed foods like McDonald's, Burger King, or having to go to Raising Cane's or Popeye's and get me a two-piece, three-piece, sometimes five, you know, depending on how I'm feeling. So, you know.
People do have to realize that you're not your best self unless you have your best health. Like, they literally correlate, you know. So, like, Brandon, let's say, you know, you at your job or you producing this podcast, you know, if you were ill doing this, or if your health was declining doing this, how productive would you be? Not as productive as the Brandon that's health. His cup is full, right? So that's what health does to me, is it fills our cup. And it allows us to pour into the world at a greater level than we were if we did not have the health.
What about eating times?
Eating times?
You know, like you were growing up, you ate at about 6 o'clock in the morning for school, or depending on when you had to go to school, 12 o'clock for lunch. You know, 6 o'clock for dinner.
I teach hunger awareness for the most part. Now, again, nutrition's so individual, it depends. But for the most part, I think hunger awareness should guide your meal frequency. Not, I wake up and I eat 6 meals a day because I'm supposed to. It's more or less, you wait till you're hungry and then you eat when you're hungry. That should be your clock. And for most people, it's going to fall between 2 and 3 times a day. You know, which is, I mean, we typically have.
I'm a two times a day person, yeah, with a snack.
Now, I will say, since we did talk about mental health, I will say that I find individuals that seem to be a little more anxious, or maybe they have clinical anxiety. I force them to have a breakfast, a high protein breakfast at that. Yes. Because it helps stabilize the blood sugar. So unstable blood sugar is going to make you feel more anxious. So when you wake up, your blood sugar is a little low. You don't have nothing till lunch. You might even have a caffeinated beverage as a breakfast, right? So that's stimulating you even more. So you're already anxious, you're stimulated, your blood sugar's unstable. It's just going to lead to more and more anxiety. So there are cases where I would not promote that. And I would say, and I've literally told patients this, eat the breakfast. I don't care if it's just a boiled egg, eat the breakfast. You don't even have to enjoy it. It's nutrition therapy at this point. It's not about you being hungry for it, or wait till you're hungry at that point. It's for a reason. It's for a purpose.
Yeah, I just got subscribed. I just got prescribed.
Subscribe to this podcast, by the way.
Yes, do that. Please do that.
Don't prescribe to it. Subscribe to it.
And the new one that's coming out. No, but I got prescribed some anxiety medicine, and it's a take as needed type medication. And that's partly due to my job being stressful.
Sure.
Should I eat a breakfast every morning?
Yes. You would be the individual that I would say yes, especially if you feel anxious in the early part of the day. I've never asked you that question, but if I asked you that question and you said yes, do you drink caffeine in the morning? Are you a coffee guy? No?
Since COVID, I kind of slacked off because it doesn't taste the same, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, so you would be the exact example I just described, right? So, tendency to be a little more anxious, higher anxiety, whether it be job related or not, just higher anxiety in general. Then you have a stimulant, caffeine, stimulating you, making you more anxious, maybe a little jittery, and then...
Or a bang.
And it's just stimulating you even more. Anxious people are naturally stimulated. Like, they're already on the edge, kind of. But balanced blood sugar is going to take that edge off a little bit. And it's not balanced if you're skipping meals.
Yeah, I used to do a boiled egg and a banana.
Yeah, That's better. I think the banana would kind of send your blood sugar a little haywire. I would probably opt for a higher protein, higher fat meal for breakfast.
What are you recommending? And this, and guys, listen, yeah, he's talking about me right now, but
yeah,
if this fits your category or how you feel, just, you know, take this into consideration.
Yeah, well, again, I would say you don't sound like you're hungry in the morning. So I wouldn't sit down and say, hey, Brandon, let's have a big bowl of oatmeal and some eggs and some bacon and, you know, a big old meal. I would say, hey, have one or two boiled eggs and go about your day. Have a protein shake. Go about your day. Just something simple because you're not hungry. You don't need to pack on a 500-calorie meal, right? But just have some protein, maybe a little fat, like a slice of cheese or something, just to kind of level out that blood sugar, get your day going at a stable blood sugar, and that'll be all you need. Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't prescribe like a, you know, big old breakfast or anything. Yeah, especially if you're not hungry.
I only eat those every now and again, and I have to be super hungry.
Yeah.
To eat something like that.
And honestly, obviously I've read data and stuff about skipping breakfast and anxiety and that kind of stuff. And it actually started because I was having it myself. Like I went through a little period when I was very anxious, but I was skipping breakfast every day, and I was probably having pre-workout or caffeine because I train at 5:30 in the morning. So wake up, caffeine beverage, and I'm not eating till, you know, way later. So I had to apply it to my own life, you know? So it's something that I've learned through journal, academic, textbook and whatnot. And it's also something I learned through experience.
Yeah. I'm glad I like cheese. I think I'm gonna add a slice of cheese to my boiled egg in the morning. Okay. All right. Well, now faith and fitness, how do those two coincide with one another in your terms? Put that master's degree to work.
Well, my master's degree is in nutrition, so that's not gonna help. So I think where they both stand strong is they help us overcome resistance that's against us. So right, so if you're in the gym and you're training, I don't call it working out, I call it training because it's purposeful, it's intentional. You are trying to overcome the resistance that's pressing against you. So whether it be a dumbbell, whether it be a cable or your own body weight, whatever is resisting against your muscle tissue. Same thing with faith, right? So it's about overcoming any resistances against us. And you don't have to go far in today's world to get slapped in the mouth with resistance, you know, especially the last year or two that we had. So faith, to me, is helping overcome the resistances of the world. Just like, you know, the fitness side is overcoming the resistances of the weight-bearing exercises.
And the nutrition, I'm pretty sure, fits into that too.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
All right. So I have a closing argument for you.
Okay.
And you can say you don't want to answer it or it's a dumb statement.
Edit.
Or edit. All right. So and I drink energy drinks when I need them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been, you know, since Hurricane Ida hit, I've been on patrol working nights. I just got to days like maybe this week. So at night, I would drink energy drinks to try to stay awake during the night. All right. I'm going to ask you what your take is on energy drinks, but I'm going to say that energy drink is one of those extra boost that's needed. And I think everybody should at least try it.
Oh, wow.
That's my argument.
Well, okay. I'm supposed... Is Bang sponsoring this podcast?
No.
Wow.
Hopefully I can get a sponsorship from him.
Bang, if you're listening. I think ideally there is not a need for energy drinks. I think if you're sufficient in your sleep, in your nutrition, in your blood flow, your exercise, I don't think we need energy boosts, say. In your scenario, I can definitely see how an energy boost helps, right? Because you're probably sleep deprived, working long hours,
yeah,
working at night, yeah, which is against your rhythm, your circadian rhythm. So everything that you're doing it's unnatural. So you're trying to get an unnatural energy boost. And I think that would call for it. I wouldn't agree with that long term. Obviously, I think there's detrimental side effects to that. But do I think everybody needs an energy drink? I think you're a very special case. Does everybody? Absolutely not. I would try to get to a point where you don't need it. And just to be clear, as I'm saying this, I'm having a Bang because I'm getting ready to train. But
Excuses.
No, well, that's not an excuse. I'm just, you know, in a perfect world, I wouldn't need this bang. I would have slept better last night, you know, and I would have, I think my nutrition's pretty on point, but it is leg day for me and I'm sleep deprived and I just need a little extra jolt.
Okay.
But I wouldn't rely on it. People that do it every day, I don't recommend it.
Fair enough. All right. All right, now I'm going to allow you to give your closing argument about our topic, you know, faith and fitness and faith and nutrition.
Well, I don't have an argument. I think we agreed
for statement.
Yeah, I think we agreed for the most part that it's a holistic thing. They all feed off each other in a perfect synergy, and I truly believe that, and that's why as my I just feel molded that everything kind of grew together for Lifted. It's rooted in faith. It's rooted in, you know, us being a higher purpose, greater purpose than ourselves. It's obviously rooted in nutrition and the benefit that carries over into our lives. It's rooted in training, exercise, and the benefit that is rooting into our lives. So it's kind of a tie-in of all three things. And I think that just to drive home the point is we do want to strike a balance of those things. We do. And I think it's going to look a little different for everybody. But at the end of the day, I think if we're going to be better for it, we're going to be more productive. And we're going to do more on this earth for other people if we have those things in balance.
Awesome. I love it. So, Lifted, how can the listeners find you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that social media stuff?
Yeah, so we have a Facebook page, Lifted Nutrition and Fitness. You just typed in Lifted Nutrition, and I'm sure it'll pop up. Instagram, our tagline is at LiftedNF. Is that a tagline? Is that mm-hmm. what it's called? Okay. Our username. Yeah, our username is LiftedNF, at LiftedNF. We don't have a Twitter.
If you work out here, use the hashtag LiftedNF.
There you go. If you train at Lifted and you're listening. And that's pretty much all we have social media wise. But as you know, Brandon, we are looking to launch a podcast.
Yes. And I'm actually excited about that. So this episode on the ear is going to be a segue for Ryan to start his podcast, which is going to be called the Lifted Podcast. So we don't know when he's going to launch it, but we're going to have a lot of social media presence around that. And I will be on board with designing a lot of that stuff. So please. Be on the lookout for that podcast. And I think, Ryan, you said it's going to be geared more toward fitness stuff, nutrition stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, basically what Lifted stands for. So kind of what we talked about today briefly, faith, fitness, nutrition. Yeah, it's going to tie all those things together.
All right.
Basically what Lifted represents, yeah.
Yeah, I like the name too. I like the name. All right, guys. So to all my listeners, that brings this show to a great end. And I'm going to urge all the listeners to ask us questions about faith and fitness and nutrition. And you can do that by submitting a short question to my podcast. And it's going to be anchor.fm/elderqueen/message. You can leave an audio recorded message to me and I will see to it that Ryan gets it. Or if you want to reach out to Ryan directly, you can go to the Facebook page at Lifted Fitness and Nutrition. Or nutrition and fitness, I'm sorry.
Nutrition. Fitness,
yeah. Or also on the Instagram page. And if we have enough questions, we'll come back with a second episode and answer all those questions. So that's all I have. And, you know, you know how to find them on Facebook. Do what you have to do. And we look forward to hearing from you guys again.
You have reached the end of yet another episode from The Ear. We hope that God's word remains on the ears of the listeners. We pray that this podcast would urge you to go forth and spread His good news to the world. Thank you for tuning in. Please don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. See you at the next episode. God bless you, and may His glory shine upon you.